I'm in prayer today, and I'm really in there with the Lord today. And he said, I want to show you the Father. I'm like, well, we've been doing that for the last year. And he said, yes, but I've only showed you one aspect of the Father. Before I get into that, go to John 16. He was explaining to me his role here. He says, I am the one that reveals the Father to you. I reveal different parts of the Father and according to what you need. He goes, I revealed the Father's love to you for a whole year because I, at 40-something years old, still had an orphan spirit. You can have an orphan soul and be 90 years old. Amen? And until that is changed, you'll act like an orphan, talk like an orphan, react like an orphan, think like an orphan. Amen? Fatherless. But when the Father's love, when you're exposed and your heart, your soul, your spirit is exposed to the Father's love, especially the way the Lord reveals him in the depths of his love, then it has an impact to transform and change in a way that's just awesome. We've all seen this change. Many of you are being changed yourself. You can receive the Father's love by visitation, but you can't receive continuously like that. You got to go to where he is. Amen? That's not the message tonight. John 16, verse 25, upper room mysteries. Amen? Still in the upper room. These things I have spoken unto you in hidden sayings or in mysteries or in proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak to you in proverbs. I won't even, he's telling, they're in the upper room. He's telling this. He goes, I'm not going to be here to give you these words. My ministry's changing. I'm not going to be with you. I'm going away. He says, when I go away, the time cometh that I'm not going to be speaking to you, but my ministry's changing now to becoming the great high priest, the mediator, the intercessor, where he ever liveth at the right hand of God to make intercession for us. He's our mediator, the reconciler. See, he's moving up into the Father to receive us, to begin our introduction to the Father. Amen. To make the way through salvation and then create the pathway and then begin the role of the mediator, the intercessor, the high priest. And reconciler, the reconciliation to the Father, to bring us to the Father. So he says, I'm not going to be here, but the time cometh, I'm not going to speak to you this way. I'm giving my words to the Holy Spirit. My Holy Spirit's going to take these. He's taking over the administration of my words, and I'm moving to a new administration. That's what he's telling them. But notice what he says about his new administration. He says, but I shall... He goes, I'll no longer speak to you in Proverbs. I'm going away. He's constantly telling them in the upper room, I'm going away. But I'm going to show you, openly reveal to you plainly of the Father. I'm moving to show you the Father. My ministry is to reveal the Father. Amen? Holy Spirit's taking my charge in the earth. He's taking over my words for the administration of my words. And I'm moving to the Father to move my new ministry is to reveal the Father to you. Amen? To openly show you the Father whom you say you know. There was, that whole generation thought they knew him, and none of them. He goes, I'm with you. He says, if you had known me, you should have known the Father, because he's the one telling me what to say to you. He's with me. He's the one doing the works. I'm not doing the works. He constantly said, the Son can do nothing. But what he seeth, the Father doeth. He goes, it's the Father that's doing these works among you. The one you say you know, but you're rejecting both him and me. Because you don't know him. But I'm coming, and I'm going to make a way for not only to know him, but to dwell with him. Amen? Go to chapter 17. Because I'm going to tell you what I'm feeling about this. It's very fresh. But I have the feeling what he's saying today, what he's saying is just as powerful as today he opened that whole realm of his love where he is in the Father and opened that. It's that powerful. And we're in day one. And I'm pretty excited about it. So he's talking to me about this. He goes, I want to show you the Father today. And I thought that's what we've been doing. He said, yes, I've shown you the Father's love. I've shown you aspects of his love. And he told me, he goes, you'll be learning about his love for all eternity, and you always have access to it. That's what he said to me today. He goes, you always have access, but there's something else that you need. Just like your fatherless soul needed his love, there's something you need right now. And it's coming from the Father. 17, verse 24, his final will before the cross, his final prayer, he says this, Father, will they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold, say, behold, my glory that you've given me, for you've loved me from the foundation of the world. That he wanted, he goes, I will they now be with me where I'm coming back to where you are, Father, and I pray they all be with me where I am in you, so I can show you to them. They can behold the glory I've had. And what he was saying, he goes, there's many aspects of the Father I want to reveal to you. Now, I have to back up. It was last Wednesday or last Sunday. And a spirit of God, I must have probably, I think we were at the end of the service or something. Yeah, very powerful. And the spirit of God was so heavy, and I caught up to the same place I was caught up with the Lord today. I was caught up with him, and he was like speaking to me almost face to face. And he said, everything that you want, your future and your desire is all in the Father. He said, everything you're looking for is in the Father. It'll do you no good to back up and go to the right, left. He goes, you have to go into the Father to find out what's in the future. He goes, there's nowhere else to look, is what he was telling me. He goes, you can't even back up to your anointing. Listen, I have an anointing that I could just minister in, but it will never produce what's coming. Does that make sense to anybody? I can fall back. There's a lot of ministers that get on the easy street and they just fall back. They just live the way they want to and walk up and just get up in the ministry, and whatever anointing they got, it flows. And they live off of it. And some of them live very well off of it, and they don't want to change any of it. Amen? Because once they hit the good life, they're not changing nothing. The people, oh, God's had me go to pray for them. I told them, I said, and God's going to shift and bring revival. I said, not in your best day. There's some places that are not going to shift. You might as well just get used to that. They have it set. They like it the way it is. They don't want to change it. And God's not going to make them change it. If you think God's going to come in and make anybody change anything, he doesn't do that. Amen. Hallelujah. So anyway, I was laying there, and he said, all that you want, all that you desire is in the Father. Anything less, you'll not find. And he was telling me, you've got to go in to find what you're looking for. So I'm back in that place today. And he says, I want to show you the Father. I'm like, as I said, I thought that's what we've been doing. Because I'm going to my go-to place, to the love of the Father. And he says, that's always there for you, but I have something else that you, he said this to me, and everyone else needs at this moment. Now, what does the Bible say first about, there's a couple of ways that God, the Father, is described. The first thing is, the Bible says, God, what? Is, what? Love. What else does it say? There's not very many God is. God is love. God is light. He said, I want you to begin to understand the light of life that can only come from the Father. He goes, you preach it. He goes, we all have the generic revelation in terms that I walk in the light. But he says, if you walk in the light as he is in the light, walk in the light, what does that mean? As he is in the light. If you walk where Christ is, you dwell with him in the Father. See, he dwells in the light if you dwell with him in the Father. You see that? Now, when God started this journey with me, with the love, it's the same way he launched me to the love. He started showing me the Father's love because I want to reveal the Father to you. I want to take you into the Father, and I want to share with you what I have with the Father. That's how he launched that back in 2016 in October. That's what he's doing now. He's doing that with light now. where he was doing it. He goes, God is what? Love, but he also is light. And he told me this. I'm telling you, I'm real new at this right now, but I'm about to go explore and praise God. Because he opened the door. As soon as he opened the door, it's mine. Amen. I wasn't looking to go into the Father and find light. I was looking to find love. And he says, I am the administrator, not me, him. He goes, I choose to show you what aspects of the Father that you need. And he goes, you need now the light. He goes, and it's the light that I walked in the earth. He goes, I didn't walk in darkness. I walked in light. I knew everything about every situation. The Lord Jesus could answer your question before they even brought it to them. I mean, they would come with questions, and he already knew what was in their heart. He already knew what they asked. And many times he'd finished their sentence before they could even say it. He already knew what they were going to say. He knew traps were being laid for him. Like the Lazarus thing. He waited 2 days, you remember? And Martha got all mad because you would have come when we told you he wouldn't have died, but you waited 2 days. And the Jews had sought to kill him. He knew it was a trap. But he saw everything because he walked in this light that was not of this world. And they began to say, you don't understand this light as you're going to understand it. But it's prefacing the golden lampstand. He goes, what is the golden lampstand first and foremost? And those of you that have not heard that series won't understand the fullness of what that is. It's God's final testimony to mankind. Three phases, one with the church, and then it passes the baton to the two witnesses, and then they pass it to the 144,000. It's God's final witness. It carries three major phases of light. Say light. What is the golden lampstand more than anything? It's light. Say light. It's a light that God has reserved for the last days. Amen. Glory to God. What's the first thing God did when he created the earth? It was without form, without void, and darkness filled the earth. And he said, what? Let there be what? Light. It was the very first of his creation, and he'll end with light. He began with light, he's going to end with light. He has a lampstand that this world and his body has not seen yet. It's a light that's different than what we're walking in right now. Right now we go to church, we pray, that light's going to cause us to see in ways we've never seen. It's going to cause us to understand in ways we've never understood. It's going to cause us to move in dimensions we've never moved in before. It's a light that can see in front, behind, to the right, to the left. It's a circumference of revelation and light that understands it's God's intelligence given to his heirs. It's a God kind of intelligence that manifests itself in wisdom, understanding, illumination, sight, to where nothing will surprise you, to where you'll cease from stumbling. Not one time ever did you ever see the Lord stumble at anything. He never stumbled with his words. He never stumbled with his actions. He never stumbled in reaction to anything, anyone. He always knew what was going to happen before it happened. Well, that's the Lord, that's him, and that's you. That's the mantle that he has promised to give us. And he attributed that mantle to the Father dwelling in him. And the Father is what? Love and light. He said, it won't be complete until you know both. That's what he told me. He's explaining all this to me in this place I was with him today. He said, tell him what I'm telling you. He goes, you'll be incomplete without light. That's why you continue to stumble even with all the revelation that you have. You continue to make mistakes because you haven't accessed the kind of light that I walked in. It's a light, listen to this, that doesn't make mistakes. Because you see. Say, you see. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to 1 John 1, verse 5. I'm just going to go through a few of these things he gave me. Because again, I'm only first day into this. But he opened the door. And he said, this is the pre-qualification of the lampstand. Because I'm going to light my lamp and my people. What do you think that lamp is? He said, the first thing it's going to do, it's going to light you up. and then it's going to light the world. And he goes, and the first thing it's going to do, it's going to light your darkness and chase it away. He said something to me was so remarkable. He says, you can encounter the love of the Father and still walk in areas that you shouldn't be walking in. But when you encounter light, light chases it all away. You cannot walk in light and darkness. They are diametrically opposed to one another. If you have light, you cannot have darkness. There's no dark you can see in here because there's light. If I turn these lights on, you can't have both. One lampstand will light this whole room up. One lamp. Say one lamp. And he told me, he says, he goes, it's not the kind of light that you know in the way you've been taught. It's the kind of light that can only, he told me this so specifically. He said, just as you found this love in the Father and you experienced that, he goes, there's a light that you now must be exposed to that can only be found in the Father. This word, you can find light in the Word, but then there's another light in the Father. Amen. That can only be found in the, you can find love of the Father in a service, but then there's another love you find in Him. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Are you breathing tonight? You can have light given to you from revelation, but then there's another light, an operation of light. Amen. The Lord doth enlighten my darkness. Hallelujah. So he started rolling some of these scriptures through me. I'm like, God, I'm not really ready to minister this. He says, you're ready. Just jump in. Amen. This is how he's going to clean his church up. These two powerful forces of the Father's love and the Father's light. It's the culmination. See, love is the foundation of the lampstand. Light is the function. Amen. God's final lamp is going to be full of light. Why do you say keep the oil in your lamps burning? Because without that oil, you're not going to have light. Amen. All right. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we've heard of him and declare to you that God is light. He is light. Amen. So this is what he told me. He said, if the Father's going to dwell in you the way he dwelled in me, there's two things that have to be there for him to occupy, love and light. God the Father does not dwell in darkness. Amen. For the Father's ministry to come into the earth in fullness, it's going to require the Father dwells in us in love, and he dwells in us in light. That means there's no darkness. That's how he's going to clear it out. Light. I'm going to say light. But not the kind of light that you think or you've been exposed to, because this light has been is only found in the Father. Every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from the what? The Father of lights. In whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He's got a lot of operation of light. He calls it Father of, he's the Father of lights. L-I-G-H-T-Z, if you're from Texas. Lights. He's the Father of love to take you from an orphan spirit to a son, and to a son of full age, joint heir in love, but he's the Father of light when it comes to your function and your operations in the earth. What we need to keep us from stumbling is light. How'd you like to wake up and have your whole day in front of you already seen? Having every trap the enemy has planted seen. When someone walks up and they look like your new best friend, but they're a sheep, they're a wolf in sheep's clothing, and you see right past it. Now you can see with certain discernment. I mean, Christine's got amazing discernment. I mean, certain people just get a certain, they're black and white. There's really no middle ground. Well, the ones that are like that, they just got discernment and they call it like it is, you know. Praise God. I don't see all the time everything. A lot of times I can get suckered into things and I don't see the way I need to see. Amen. I can see in His Word amazingly. I have this gift to go into His Word the Lord gave me, and He could take that lamp and I can go through His Word and He can reveal and extract mysteries with that lamp and all that. And I can look at the mysteries and like, but I can't always just live in the breaking of mysteries. Those mysteries have to become flesh and dwell. The mystery of the golden lampstand has to come into reality. And He has to light the lamp into the earth. Amen. And the Father, He told me, I couldn't believe He said, He goes, the Father's going to light that lampstand. That's what He said, what you're looking for. The Father's going to light that. You're going to find it in the Father. Say, God is light. See, I could have preached this before this. It had no meaning whatsoever. But because I was in an encounter with Him, He's sharing that with me, it's got a weight to it. Because He's ready to introduce us to our calling into the earth. He's about to light the lampstands. Amen. And it's coming from the Father. I would not have even thought that before. He says, God is light, and in Him, say in Him, is no darkness at all. Say at all. He says, you dwell with Him in love. You can have your darkness and dwell with Him in love. But when you dwell with Him in light, what does light begin to do? Remove all the darkness. Say, remove all. Think about this heavenly flashlight that goes down through your soul, your mind, your heart, and starts doing this. Shining this light down through there like this, shining it down. And everywhere that light shines, the darkness lifts and flees away. Think of the power of that operation and what it could do for us. See, again, here is our dilemma. We're thinking God's going to throw all this down to us. Everything I'm finding out about God is we got to go up into the Father. What He says, I will you be with me that you may behold the glory of my Father. He goes, I've got many things I want to show you, the Father. That's why He says, stop wasting your time being distracted. Get back in and start beholding the Father, because your future is in the beholding of the Father. So your future is in the beholding of the Father. I was so caught up. I don't want to leave here. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's go. And first of the day, He was just sharing with me that was the next level. This is where we're going. And I am so excited because I could see lampstand, lampstand, lampstand. He wants to light this word we've been carrying for 30 years. He made me to know as we go into the Father, we're going to light this. Amen. Colossians 1:12. Then again, he spoke to me and He says, I started, my first operation was light, and I will end with the greatest light humanity has ever seen in the most darkest time of humanity. It'll go brighter and brighter and brighter as the world gets darker, darker, darker. If you don't read the Bible through God's witness system, you're going to see fear and not testimony. If you see what God's doing, you're positioning from with Him and looking at the way He's going to end. Amen? And it's going to be glorious. Praise God, especially for the church. Before He takes His church out, without spot, without wrinkle, how do you think He's going to get us there? Light. Love of the Father. Light. The final ministry in the earth. Is the Father's ministry. How's that? How can we have darkness and have the Father dwell? He cannot dwell in darkness. He doesn't dwell. We have to go. Why do you have to go? We go into the light to remove all the darkness. We come back with the Father. Amen. He's my Father, and I will dwell with you in the earth. Amen. Say amen. Praise God forever. Okay, we're at Colossians 1. You there? I'm pretty excited about this because I was seeing some amazing things. 1 and 12. So he says, he's praying a prayer here in verse 11. He says, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. And unto all patience and long-suffering. Kind of wish he had let those two things off. And joyfulness, the patience and the long-suffering thing. But, you know, coming to find out, you got to have it. To walk in his way, you got to have patience in the rest of God. And then watch this. Giving thanks unto the Father, verse 12, which hath made us meet, which has made us qualified. Who are you giving thanks to? Father. Who qualified you? Father. To be partakers of what? Of the inheritance. Where? Of the saints. Where? In the world system. Where is the inheritance? In the light. In the Father. Isn't that awesome? We partake of what inheritance? All the inheritance is in what? The light. God is light. You have to dwell in light to partake of the inheritance. Isn't that awesome? I am a partaker of the inheritance in the Father, in the Father's light. Amen? Light is a joint heirs principle operation. If you don't have power, you can have power, and without light, you'll lose it. The enemy is too skillful at what he does. See, the Lord not only possessed the power of the Father, but he possessed the light of the Father. Because he walked in a light, he says, and he promised, he says, you will have the light of life. I'm coming to give you what I'm walking in. It comes from the Father. Go to John 8, verse 2. I already know the Lord wants to show him to me, because I'm going to go to the Lord. And I said, show me the Father's light. Show me the light of the Father. Show me the Father of lights. That is my new prayer. Praise God. Show me the Father of lights. Show me the light. Because I got to go in. Amen. We got to go in. I don't care what darkness, because the light's going to chase it all away. Amen. One thing that darkness cannot stand in, and that is light. Darkness cannot stand where light is. The greatest weaponry against darkness is light. Amen. So, John 8, verse 12. So then did spake Jesus again of them, saying, I am the light. Say, the light of the world. There is a light, the God, that's coming from the Father, what? Of lights. And it's a gift. Why did he say every good gift, every perfect gift, coming down from above, the Father, what? Of lights. If it didn't have to do with an operation of light. Would it be a gift to walk up and understand your day before you go out there? Would it be a gift to understand what's going to happen before it happens? Wouldn't it be a gift to be in front of something instead of behind it? Hey, look, I've learned to survive like you have. I've taken some knocks like you've taken. But every single thing the Lord went through, he knew it was going to happen before it happened. Every time something happened, he knew it was going to happen before it happened. Nothing caught him by surprise. And he was telling me all of this operation, all of it, was because he walked in this light. He goes, the light that you think that you know, just like you thought you knew the love of the Father until I revealed him to you. He goes, you walk in a measure of light, but nothing like what I'm going to give you and my people in the last days. Isn't that glorious? But more importantly, he's telling me where it's found. He wasn't just saying, oh, I'm going to give you this, you know, pray for it and wait on it. He told me where it's at. He said, it's in the Father of light. That's where you're going to get it. Amen? Oh! I don't know about you, but this kind of stuff just, man, it just turns me up. Praise God. I was waiting on the, all right, what's next, God? I'm like, this is it. And then I see the gold lampstand. I'm like, this is that. This is that. Light my lampstand. See, I'm coming with him with a lamp. I already have that lamp in my heart. You have that lamp. Light my lamp. When I get in the presence of the Father, light this lamp. Light this lamp. I don't know why we didn't see it before. I carry a lampstand around for 30 years and don't know that it's light. Say it's light. Praise the Lord. John 8:12. Did we get there yet? We're in there. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in what? Darkness. You know, people stumble. Even they know the Lord. Can't hear him. Don't know what he's saying. Where are you at, God? Why is this happening? Just take that person and compare it to this one that he says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, you will not walk in darkness. But you shall have what? The light of life. You'll have what I have. I'm like, whoa. So John 5. Now I want you to see. See, he shifted. Because I want you to see how the Father and I operated together in the earth. Because he's constantly asking him, can you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father's in me and he's doing these works? It's the Father that's speaking to you. I don't speak my own doctrine. I'm speaking what he gave me to speak. I'm giving you the words that he gave me. I'm giving you his doctrine. He said it in John. My doctrine's not mine. It's my Father's. That's with me. That's in me. He flat out and just spoke to Philip. When Philip said, show us the Father, it'll suffice us. And the Father spoke to the Lord. He said, have I not been with you all this time? You've not known me, Philip. The Father spoke right through him. Then answered Jesus, said unto them, verse 19, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing but what he, what? Sees the Father doing. Say, sees. Whatsoever things he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Now I'm going to read that again to you. I want you to listen to this very carefully. Verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing. It's verse 19, John 5. The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, the Father, whatso things the Father doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Did you get that? The Father plays out the entire scenario inside of him before it happens. He plays out the entire scenario. He shows him where to go, what to do, how to do it. All this is done inside through this operation of light. He's watching the whole thing like in a panoramic vision, watching the Father doing, and then he goes and does what he's seen inside the Father doing. That is the kind of light we're talking about. Isn't that awesome? We've all had that where God will show us to do something, but he had it every day. He had the continual light. Amen. Not just a little bit. He walked in a continuous operation of light with the Father from the time he woke up, time he went to bed, constantly showed him what to do, who to talk to, what to say, who to administrate healing to, always knowing, seeing it before it happened. He showed me all this today. He said that came from the Father dwelling in me in light. That's what I want to give you. And my end time army. I'm like, whoa! I mean, he was like, whoa! He goes, that is what the lampstand's going to do. Isn't that awesome? He goes, there is no darkness, he told me, that the lampstand cannot look into. Listen, the world wakes up, they don't know they're in darkness. The body of Christ wakes up and thinks they're in the light, but then they stumble all the time because they don't know what they're stumbling at. But God has a light that can look into any aspect. What if God wants to look into the markets and puts his lampstand right in the middle of the markets
oh, here's what's going to happen all this year, all this week. This is what's going to happen right here. Amen. What if he takes his lampstand and lets you look into a man's heart? He's not going to do that if you don't have love, because you're going to judge him. What he says, the Son judges no man. He goes, I didn't come to judge you. I come to save you. He goes, I'm not going to judge you at the end. My words are going to judge you, because I didn't come to judge. I came to save. I'm not judging you. Even he says, even if you reject the words I give you, I didn't come to judge you. What if he gave you that light when you're sitting in front of somebody and you see man's heart? You see everything about him. That's what he had. He could sit in front of somebody and know everything about them, but he didn't judge them. Talking about, that's a prophet on steroids there. I'm talking serious. That is serious prophetic. Amen. Now, I love this because he showed me this. Look at verse 20. God, it's powerful. You can read John, you can see all. If you want to see the relationship between the Lord and the Father, the book of John captures that. The other writers capture the Holy Spirit that anointed the Lord, but if you want to see the Father doing it and that relationship, you got to read John because it's there. John's all about the Father and the Lord working together. John caught all that. No other writer caught it like him. Verse 20. For the Father, what? Loveth. Say loveth. Verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son. And what? Showeth. Say showeth. All things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. You take those two verses and read and meditate. The Son can do nothing himself, but what he sees the Father do it. Whatsoever he doeth, the Son will do. For the Father showeth the Son all things that he's doing. And he goes, I didn't send myself. My Father sent me, and he shows me what to say, shows me what to do. I mean, nobody sees Jesus in this light. They all just saw him as Jesus, Son of God. But they didn't realize he was 1,000% submitted to the Father, surrendered to the Father, 1,000% dependent on the Father. He didn't do anything without the Father. He didn't say anything without the Father. He did not move without the Father. And he said, I only do those things that please him, and I only do what he shows me. Now, if you don't have that operation, you're sitting around, well, I'm not going to do anything until God shows it to me. You'll be sitting down here for the wrong time. You got to have that operation if you're going to act like that. Amen? But that's what the lampstand's going to do in the last days. That's what's going to happen when God lights his lampstand. He's not going to leave you with power and wealth without a light to go with it. That's how he's going to get the job done. Imagine the church walking in this kind of light, where it's not just Jesus, but it's thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of joint heirs with Christ operating just like he did. And imagine the world rejecting them. Rejecting him under that kind of testimony. That's going to happen. There's many are not going to reject. Many are going to get saved. The age of mercy and grace will end with his church before the tribulation begins. When the church is lifted out, even then God will take that light. Even though it will be judgment, more people will get saved in that 7-year time frame than all of history combined. But those are the people that rejected the first light. Amen. Glory to God. We have a whole lot to get ready for. Amen. A whole lot.
I just wanted to say that light has to do with the right hand of God, because we are the Benjamin tribe were called sons of God's right hand, and the Benjamites were called the light-bearing tribe. They were called to give light to Judah, to the king. They were the light-bearing tribe, and all the disciples were Benjamites. Now, it says that we are sons of the light. We are sons of the day. We are sons of the light. 22 is the number of which is called sons of light. And so the end time, the manifested sons of God are sons of light. And the sons of light bring the truth and the revelation about the king and the kingdom. And that's who we are. So we are moving into our identity. We're moving into sonship. When we move into light, we're moving into who God called us to be so the crowning of the church can come. And there was also 22 bowls on top of the lampstand in the tabernacle. And so we're flowing into moving into our next step of what God has called us to be.